Prayer. 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 Prayer, can you hear me? I haven't put on the real microphone yet. I
Prayer, can you hear me? Moon.
Prayer.
Sure that it'll be better audio quality than the last program that you/I/Chris Weagle did.
Cheryl, that was the best program I've heard in probably 3 years.
Why? Because you didn't have to do anything.
Yes, and it had the same je ne sais quoi. Do you know what that means?
Excuse me, your audio quality is very horrible.
Woo, woo, woo.
Call me back.
Is it the Skype or is it because I'm on...
Yes, Skype.
But Cheryl, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You keep cutting out, mate.
Hold on. Cheryl? Papa? I'm going to go to the outside.
Cheryl?
Rilch,
is
this any better?
I think so.
Here's the problem.
Calling.
Hold on, I'm gonna switch on the other microphone, the wireless.
Calling.
I got a problem because I'm in the purple room.
Purple? What does that have to do with the tranny?
Hold on.
Honey,
hello.
You know, I was
hello.
Making a birthday cake and I burned it.
Hello, are you there, Papa? Hello.
I'm here, yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I gotta switch to the other mic. Hang on. I got it all set up.
This is fascinating.
Get effed. How's that?
Fascinating.
How's that? Are we on the other mic now?
Yeah,
hello.
Sure.
Yes? Hello?
Yes.
I want you to know I preempted Rachel Can for you.
Really?
Really.
Well, I think that the point is that it's, you know, I mean, she's very busy with her bulls and with her singing and being fat.
Cheryl.
What?
You know the old P...
Oh, my God.
What?
I can't understand you.
Cheryl, hold
it's
on.
Great. No.
Hold on. Now?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to close this door, okay? I'm going to close this. Thank you. Christ, real, I just can't imagine this fucking shit. I'm here with...
Why do you put yourself in these situations?
Because it was the fucking 5-year Annie's birthday today, and I had to do something.
Now, you mentioned a birthday cake.
Cheryl,
did it have styrofoam in it?
Cheryl, there were 3 birthday cakes. Now...
3?
Cheryl, yes. Now, the first birthday cake was, in fact, a piece of key lime pie. We went to a barbecue restaurant with a negress, and I know we have a black president, but that don't change the fact that she was black, serving us ribs, corn on the cob... And, black eyed penis. All this shit. And the 5-year-old Trace is so demanding. I bought her a leg.
What'd you buy her?
I bought her a Lego pirate. Shield.
Not good enough?
No, she loved it, but. Then she had to put together at the restaurant, but the pieces kept going in every which way. So I said, and by the way, Cheryl, sniffing thing. This
you talking about panty sniffing your toilet? I mean,
Yes, now, when said Esser comes back, you're going to hear some silence. and I strain, and that's why, because I can't get reception from the purple room because they moved the DSL.
Why you gotta go on the porch?
Because why do I gotta go on the porch?
No, why is it he?
Because he's smoking a cigar.
Oh, that's good for her.
But the thing
now
is,
tell us about these birthday cakes.
So the first one was a piece of quinoa. So the kid, so we're trying to eat. The kid starts, and then my sister takes away the toys and says, look, that's enough of this. You're going to lose the pieces because he's throwing them every which way. He starts screaming bloody murder. It's my birthday. I can do whatever I want to. I'm the birthday boy, girl. I can do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. I said, you know what? You're the birthday boy. You know what? Get fucked. How about that? Seriously.
It always works well with 5-year-olds. Telling them to get fucked.
I said, here's some tape. Anyway.
Nice.
Right. So anyway. Oh, God. I got to turn on. Now that you're on, I can turn off this fucking AIDSium thing. Hold on. So, Pearl. That, so the first cake was a piece of key lime pie. They didn't have any candles, so they stuck a toothpick in it and torched it.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And so anyway, so that was finished. And so we came home, and then there was another birthday cake. It was tres leches, which is one of those Cuban things. It was tres leches. It's like a whipped cream with a bunch of rice and sugar. That we had to sing happy birthday, number two. Number three is my mother made a cake for, GB. Right, a birthday cake in the shape of a core.
A what?
A core.
A what?
A core.
Core?
No, a core.
Core.
Yes.
Core, I don't understand. What do you mean? C-O-R-E?
C-A-R, core.
Car, oh, okay. Like poor, okay. I understand. I didn't know you were speaking in black sense. So. Go ahead.
I'm just talking. It was probably from the barbecue. I got a little soul in my blood. Anyway, so... So she cooks this. She says, get the cocoa out. I get the cocoa out. I go out to check my internet mail on the outside porch. And I come in. I smell this burnt grease. It smells like an oven fire, Cheryl. It smells like an oven fire. I said, what the hell is that? I said, Mom, what's that smell of burnt grease? She said, oh, well, there was a pan... The broiler pan was in there, but it was too hot to take out. I said, "Oh." So I go over to the oven. It's on 375, on the convection even, so it's blowing all this whatever's in there, burnt shit all over the place. And I open, and the broiler pan is still there. So I grab an oven mitt, and I take it out. I said, that wasn't really all that hard. I don't understand why you left the broiler pan in the oven even after we knew it was smoking up the place at night when people are going to try and sleep in a few minutes. She said, oh, well, I said, there was a, you know, here's an oven mitt. What's the problem? She said, oh, it's too heavy. I'd have to use two hands. I said, well, there's this pile of pot holders right next to the oven mitt. And I think that is a very lame excuse for not doing something that's extremely easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I took out the pan of grease, honey, but it still smells like it in the house.
And what about the cake?
The cake was in the oven with the grease.
Did you eat the cake?
No, that's for tomorrow.
Oh, is it a surprise?
I don't know. I guess the birthday goes on forever.
It'll be like, surprise, you remember that smell last night of that burnt flesh? Well, that's your birthday cake. Happy birthday, Churchill. And then, hello, tranny. I got you a dress, but we cut your hair.
Well, we was a, was at the Toys R Us, you know, and my sister's like, should we get her Hannah Montana?
A what?
Hannah Montana.
Yes, she likes that.
Anyway, we had some other topics. What else was we going to talk
about? Well, first of all, where the motherfucking hell have you been?
Huh?
Listen, I get an email last Monday that says, quote, let's record my laptop, and I'm in Southwest Chicago.
What?
And,
do not fraud me. Do not lie to me.
Oh, well, it said something about you forgetting your cunt up and not being able to do grums until Thursday or Friday.
I believe what it said is dearests, comma.
Yes.
Yes.
Lovies.
I started the letter with dearests. And how did I close the letter? Love forever?
Yes.
Well, that's true, Cheryl.
Basically, you were getting fucked in very southern Chicago, and you didn't have time for me or for your friends or for your grum.
I love how you say for me or for your friends, assuming that you're not in that category.
I am very special because when you list Auntie Vera Charles on the list of friends, clearly I'm not part of that group. Okay.
True. Anyway, I have some topics to cover, and then
good.
The other idiot wants to come online as well. All of a sudden, she's in the woodwork, and I'm not talking about the fat idiot. I'm talking about that man being over on the West Coast. Now, Cheryl,
can you call me back? Can you call me back? I have to get this phone call. Oh, I am you.
How do I know when to call you back?
I'll go on AIM, boy.
Oh God. I guess now I can.
Machine.
Oy vey. What a night.
Hold on.
Everybody.
Hold on 1 second. I'll call you right back.
What do you mean you call? Once again, you ignore my rules of etiquette for the program. Are you there?
Yes, I just had a little emergency. Do you want to do this? I can get my little mic and plug it in and everything.
It sounds fine. What's the problem?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm recording through the internal mic. It's not getting your voice or anything?
No, it sounds fine.
Great.
You sound just as lesbian.
Well, hold on. Let me go in the other room so I don't wake up Chris's daughter. Hold on. Well, I mean, you don't have to hold on. Talk, but I'm just going to unplug shit.
Yankee Doodle. Just keep it up. Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the lips. And with the laps be hand aids.
Hand aids. I can't believe after all this drama that you think it sounds good with me just talking into the fucking internal mic.
It sounds fine.
That's great. Hold on. Not hold on. I'm here.
Not hold on.
Okay, so where have you been? Like, in the fucking jungle?
I've been home in Chicago. What are you talking about?
Hold on. It's Majin. I'm going to record, I guess.
What do you mean, where have I been? Hey. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, Madge.
Hi, darling. Any good Reiki healing circles lately with singing balls?
Do you hear him?
Any
Can
good...
Can you?
I was just asking about Reiki circles. I didn't really need to...
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Are you mad at me?
Of course I'm not. What do you mean I'm mad at
no,
you?
No, Chris, are you?
Oh,
you. Is it okay if I record that?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. You're working anyway, right?
Oh, is he raking someone?
No, he's doing other work. online stuff for his beautiful website, etc.
Rachel, you're so mysterious. I want to know, what do you do for a living? Because I don't understand it.
I'm a performance poet, and I teach aerobics, and I teach creative writing at UCLA Extension.
Okay, got it. Now, tell me about your clitorises.
My multiple clitorises?
Yes.
I don't even know how to answer that, except to say that soon it's going to be soaked in blood, because I know it is, because I'm feeling very fragile and sensitive.
You know what I watched on the television today?
What?
The original Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, you know, with Donald Sutherland. Did you ever see that?
Christy Swanson.
Yeah, and you know who was in it is that Boys Don't Cry girl.
Hilary Swank?
Yeah, she was a little girl in it. She was a minor character, but she was in it. And she turns out to be the biggest star of the whole, you know, for the future.
Did you?
You saw that
movie? I never saw it.
Did you see that, or did you hear the podcast that Chris and Cheryl made? Of course not, because you weren't in it.
Who and?
On my...
Shut up. Who and Cheryl?
Chris Weigel.
Was it funny?
Yes. They made fun of how me and you do shows and how I tell you to talk while I go to get something to drink or eat. And you ask me, and I say, go talk. Cheer, talk to the audience, and then you ask me questions even though you know I can't hear you.
That's not what I do.
You're doing it now, except it's the opposite. I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a little depressed or something.
What is it? What's wrong? Is it
your dream? I don't know. I think it's just PMS.
No, it isn't.
I just feel a little fragile.
You need the power of now. I want to play some creepy Eckhart Tolle while we, you know, I wish I had the wherewithal to.
Oh, I have like 30 hours of him.
Doesn't he have the creepiest?
You want me to play some right now? I have like 300.
I have it too, honey.
What?
I have it too. No, I'll.
Hold on. I'm going to see how many hours I have. Really.
30.
I really want to know.
Well, yeah. It's 0 degrees.
26 hours.
Groovy. 0 degrees here in Chicago.
There you go.
Burr, honey. Burr. But I'm still in the southern half of Chicago. So
that's
Rachel,
way too fucking cold. That's ridiculous.
Rachel, did you not get my email? What is that, queefing?
Can you hear the Eckhart Tolle?
No.
Could you hear Eckhart Tolle?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead, what?
I don't hear it.
I'm not going to play it. It didn't work, so ask me what you were asking me.
Did you not get my email where I explained my temporary absence?
I thought I did, but obviously I misunderstood it because I thought you were lost in the jungles of Borneo.
What did the email say? Almost exactly eliminating certain details, which you should eliminate, of course.
That you wouldn't have internet access?
Because?
Because you were lost in the jungles of Borneo.
And why didn't I have internet access?
Because you were someplace where they didn't have internet.
Okay. Can I talk about this lesbian who's been harassing me and stalking me in my yoga class here in South Chicago?
Oh, sure.
Well, on Friday nights, Rachel, they have this thing called community yoga, which basically means it's free or it's by donation. And you donate whatever you want. It goes to a charity. And this month it goes to a really good charity, these doctors in Haiti, so they can, you know, help kids, you know, with diseases in Haiti. So it's a good cause. Anyway, when they have these open classes, they call community classes, they are absolutely full. There is full, so the room is completely full with yoga practitioners. I refuse to call them yogis because that makes me, it's just stupid to call them yogis. Yogis
it's
like
so
a guru.
It's so lame, right?
Right.
You know what's even worse? the what? Lesbian term, yogini. Oh, I could just vomit.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that.
What kind of lesbian are you? Seriously.
Okay, so I want to. So when you go in on community class, this lady, Barbara, queen of the lesbian yoga.
Yoginis.
Yoginis in South Chicago. She says, okay, when you put your mat down, make sure your upper left-hand corner of your mat touches one of the Om symbols stenciled onto the floor.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so they have these Om symbols stenciled onto the floor. And you would think that they're done in such a way that the mats would be perfectly set up, right? But they're not. But anyway, so I followed the instructions. I was in one place. Then there was an empty space. Then there was Clarissa. And we each had our own Om symbol lined up. And so it was very close quarters, but there was a space to my right and a space to my left that was open. Then this gigantic lesbian wearing these purple velvet, because of course, lesbian, fat, purple, hello, what else? What goes along with that, those three things? Rachel.
I'm here listening.
You're not listening at all because you're not even answering the question. Your ching chong went off and you're answering that.
You said you're fat, lesbian, something.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
You have to line up the yoga mats and put it on the Om. It's full of smelly people because it's a free class and they're giving money to Doctors Without Borders to go to Ethiopia. No, I'm just kidding. I heard it. I know. Haiti, I got you.
You so did not hear me.
I did.
So the lesbian comes up. So there's a space on my right, a space on my left, close quarters. I did the Om. I lined up my mat perfectly. I did the right thing. This humongous lesbian wearing purple, fat, and wearing like a velveteen jumpsuit. Now, what's missing from this to make her a full-fledged lesbian? Purple, fat, smelly.
Oh, good. I was going to say a stench, but there you go.
No, but there's one more thing. Keep in mind it's yoga class. Yoga class.
Yeah, a bad smell and a queef.
No, that would be part of the bad smell. What about, I'll give you a hint, the fact that you don't wear shoes or socks.
Oh, really nasty corns on her toes?
Dirty feet.
Really disgusting feet.
Black feet. And she's white.
No.
Yeah, blackfoot lesbian. She walks in 5 minutes late to class. She comes up to me, she stands over me, towering me with a scowl.
No, really?
And she says, can you please move over? I said, I have my yoga mat lined up with the Om symbol, just like they told me to do. And I am afraid, oh, Mount Purple Lesbian with Blackfoot Lesbian ugliness.
Human temple.
Right, I said, I cannot move this because then, you know, that screws up the whole balance. There's room here. If you want me to move over, that means that that means you're taking away from the space next to me. Because there was one spot to my left, it's like a parking garage. She wanted me to move in between the two lines so that she could fit her fat, purple, butt-stanked black foot next to me.
She should have showed up on time.
Right. So I said, you know, I'm just staying here. She said, so what you're telling me is you don't want to move. And I said, well, it's not that I don't want to move. I'm just doing what they told me to do. And I'm not like a regular here. So I'm trying to leave enough room for as many people as possible. That's all. And you're fat and disgusting enough, Blackfoot. I didn't say the last one.
So maybe you were thinking it.
So she puts her mat right next to me. She doesn't put her mat on the Om, because if she had put her mat on the Om, then it would have been staggered, and at least I wouldn't have, you know, when I do the swan song or whatever the fuck, I wouldn't have slapped her in the face. So she deliberately lines her mat up with the front of mine so that if we were to do our swan, what do you call that, swan lake when you fucking do the alabaster, you know, you throw your hands up in the air and you do the woo-woo prayer walk or whatever. So she goes away. You know, she probably had it put some patchouli oil up her snatch, right?
That would be better, probably. That's good. If she...
Not better, worse. Tea tree oil would be better. Anyway, so did you just say something? Did you just say the N-word?
Are you kidding me?
It sounded like you did.
Why would I? It doesn't even have anything
I don't know.
To pertain to.
I just thought I heard you say it. Anyway, so Rachel, so she comes back. So, of course, she was starting a fight with me by putting her mat next to mine, like, lined up, not with the... I said, I'm sorry. I know this is a bit much. I'm really not trying to give you a hard time, but could you please line up your mat with the Om symbol? Because otherwise, your hands are going to go right into my face. She says, you know what? It would be a lot easier if you would just move over. So you know what I did? I moved over.
And that was good.
I moved over. I said, you know what? I'm not going to fight this humongous beast. And then, now I accidentally...
No, it's not worth it.
Right. It isn't, especially in yoga where everybody's peaceful and serene.
Yeah, path of least resistance. Hello.
You know it. So then I come back a week later because I accidentally missed my flight back to North Chicago. Whoopsie, whoopsie. So I can't go home for a week. Whoopsie. And I put my mat... I come in early, and this time I thought, aha. And I text Clarissa because she had to go home on time because she works. I said, Clarissa, I sure hope I don't get accosted by that same Barney lesbian, you know, with the purple. That's why I called Barney. You know, get it? Barney's purple.
I get it.
And with dirty feet, Blackfoot Sasquatch and purple. Sounds like a Gershwin song.
Yeah.
Anyway, Blackfoot. Anyway, so I'm joking. I hope she doesn't accost me again. So I go in. I come in a half hour early. I put my yoga mat down on the right side next to the fountain. So I'm against the wall and I'm next to the fountain so that nobody could possibly sit next to me. And I'm lined up with an Om symbol. So I can't go wrong here. So, and then this nice looking female or actual female with cute hair and not black feet, somebody who actually bathes more than once a week or once a month, sits next to me and she was kind. She puts her stuff down. She's like, did I leave you enough room? I said, yeah, don't worry if we're fine. Then guess what comes thomping in, Rachel? Guess what comes thomping in?
Purple dinosaur.
Purple dinosaur, Blackfoot, Sasquatch, being. She plops her stuff down. Just so happens she's friends with the pretty blonde girl. She throws her stuff down next to the blonde girl. And looks right at me. And then I give this stupid smile like, I hate you. And she just gives me another scowl. Not an acknowledgement at all. I wanted to call her a dirty Sasquatch, but I didn't. So then she looks at her feet. She says, oh, my God, my feet are so dirty. I'm going to go wash them. And I thought, well, why couldn't you do that last time, you cow? I didn't say that, though, Rachel. So I go back. So she comes back with her supposedly clean feet. I didn't check them. I didn't want to. And then she takes her 20 layers of, you know, lesbian, you know, those lesbian hankies they wear, you know, all this, the shawls and all this, and the sweater because it's been cold here. She takes her pile of clothes and she puts them right next to me in that sacred space between me and the wall that I thought was completely safe. So she gave me, so she's two mats away, so I didn't have to sit next to the thing. But she still attacked me and really, I would say, assaulted me with her dirty lesbian clothes. What do you think about that?
Ever since you asked if I said the N-word, I've been thinking about if we should discuss the inauguration.
Okay.
Oh, I have a question. Now, the blonde girl who was more attractive in the hideous lesbian hack, I'm picturing a big age difference between them. Is that true, or would you say they were the same age?
You're correct.
The purple lady was much older, right?
not as old as you would think. I would say there was a 20-year age difference, though.
That's 20 years is pretty big. I mean, shit.
She was pretty big. She was a big gal.
I mean, you were like a yoga junkie, Madge.
Rachel, I can't imagine. I simply can't imagine the number of food allergies that she may have had. Oh, wait. Okay, now Cheryl wants to be cold.
No, please.
What?
Can we just talk for 5 more minutes and then you could call her, please?
Okay, go.
All my life, I've, like, not gotten my own attention. I just want someone to pay attention to just me for 5 minutes.
Go.
Okay, well, I want to know, I mean, do you go to yoga every single day, pretty much?
Huh?
You go to yoga every day?
I try to go 6 days a week, but I often don't get to it. Right now, I'm in South Chicago, so I get maybe 3 or 4.
But still, I mean, 3 or 4 even is great, you know?
I love it.
Go ahead.
I went to the Kundalini. Have you ever been to a Kundalini class?
I have, with the masters. You know about Gurmukh? They're like, she's the guru of Kundalini.
You do? What?
You know her? You know of her?
I don't know of her, but this lesbian that I was in was so cool. It was awesome. That you like do
Yeah,
howl.
Kundalini's awesome.
You do like koodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodaloodalooda need.
Well, what I was going to ask is, you don't do, like, any cardio exercise, really. Just the yoga, right?
Well, yeah. No, well, when I'm home, I do a lot of biking. Because I do...
that's right.
But most of the yoga I do is heavy vinyasa, so it really is cardio for me because I'm huge.
But it's not, like, you know, jumping jacks.
It's pretty close.
It's... If you... Okay... Here's a question. If you come out to LA ever to visit, will you take one of my classes?
Aerobics?
Yeah.
No, I'm not from 1980. This isn't 1980. This isn't 1985.
Listen,
I don't own a leotard with snaps on the vagina. I'm sorry.
You don't need one. You can wear sweats and a t-shirt. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, but it's the thought that counts. And I can't bear the thought of wearing a pink leotard.
You know what, that really actually does hurt my feelings. Like, if you became a yoga teacher and I came to Chicago, I would take one of your yoga classes, even though yoga is not really my thing.
I'm not a yoga teacher, and I don't care.
I'm just saying, if you were, I would come. Just saying. Okay, so did you watch the inaugural?
Yes. I watched it from a cute little cafe in South Chicago West.
Did you see our pal, the poet, Elizabeth Alexander?
Yeah, I liked her. What did you think?
I thought she was a train wreck.
Really? Why? I liked her.
Yeah, I mean, not to be bitchy. I'm not being one of those bitchy, cunty poets like, oh, she sucked. I could do better. It's not like that. I'm just thinking, like, don't mess with success. Like, really, like, she was boring, but, like, why not just have Maya Angelou?
Because Maya Angelou did Clinton.
So what? She's done like the last 40 inaugurations. Don't mess with success. I mean, they had Aretha back.
With that horrible hat. But what do you mean? I thought Angelou has done whose inauguration besides Clinton's?
Listen, the point is she was fucking boring.
She was not boring.
I found her to be not exactly uplifting and inspiring or at all accessible to the people.
See, that's the opposite, I thought. I thought, you know, this is kind of like, she's making it accessible, so it wasn't really all that, you know, good of a poem, but it was accessible. I thought that's what was good about it. But see, you're a poet, so I don't think you see it the way a lay person would see, or a lay lesbian.
No, actually, though, I really think that I do, because I don't like poetry that's inaccessible and, like, totally pretentious at all.
Oh.
But you know what? I don't want to be a hater. That's great that you liked it. I felt like, you know what? If you're going to get up and perform at the inauguration, like... I'm not even going to get into, like, her weird performance voice and, like, weird shit she was doing, because I don't want to be a hater, but, like, I do feel like if you're given the opportunity, you could, like, you know, there should be a cheer. Like, you should get people roused enough to say woo or something at some point.
Okay, but just saying you're not being a hater does not mean you're not being a hater.
If you knew what I was really thinking, you would know I was not being a hater. I'm being very diplomatic compared to what I actually think.
What you actually think is considered when deciding whether or not one is a hater.
No, it's not.
Is.
A hater is based on your actions. It's
wrong.
Based on your words and actions. Yes, trust me.
No, I Wikipedia'd it.
Well, that's some bullshit.
Right.
Anyway, okay, so don't you think that Obama would be the perfect man if he would just grow out his sideburns?
No.
I wish he had sideburns.
He wants to be
just little ones. I'm not talking about, like, some ridiculous mutton chops.
No.
Just, like, halfway down his ear?
No, there's far too many Abe Lincoln comparisons as it is. That would be ridiculous. Thank God it's been 7 minutes. 5 minutes, rather.
You know, I'm too depressed for this. I think I'm...
Get over it.
No, it's not that. I don't know if I want to talk to other people.
Get over it.
I like talking to you.
Well, Andy Meltzer is not available.
Hello?
Rachel.
I like talking to you, but I don't like talking to the Cheryl. Errol. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Cheryl. Thank you for saying hi. I felt better. I was telling Madge not to call you.
Why?
Well, because I need a lot of personal attention devoted to me right now, and also I thought you were being mean to me last time, and I feel very fragile and sensitive, so...
Honey, I wasn't being mean. Speaking the truth can never be construed as being mean because it's the truth. And it can't be mean. It's just how it is, you know?
Right, that's how I feel about Elizabeth Alexander's poem at the inauguration, Madge, right there.
What? How do you mean? I don't get it.
Saying the truth isn't mean, it's just the truth.
You mean that it sucked?
Well, I don't think it sucked amazingly as much as it just was sucked. Yeah, it sucked.
Word for the day. Prolapse. Prolapse for the day. I prolapse sideways for the day. Hat of Aretha looks very black for the day. Do you like that?
Why does this have to be about race?
Because Madge is a racist. Clearly.
I was not, it has nothing to do with race. I was doing an impersonation. I was doing an impersonation of
earlier
the poet.
Today you said to me, Cheryl, I have a list of topics. Let's move on.
Okay,
and
let's
I said,
go.
Sure. And then I had a little crisis. So, anyways, I'm back. What happened to the list?
Isn't it on your AIM or whatever thing?
I think I probably closed it.
Oh, no. How do you do that? Which?
I'm an old, young woman.
Which what? Identity was it? Talk.
It was the one, the shorter one.
The one that begins with the letter M?
Yes.
Right, okay. Yes. Will you talk with Rachel while I look? Thanks.
Oh, sure. So, Rachel.
Hi, Cheryl.
What you been up to, honey?
Okay, I found the list.
Wow.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Okay, lesbian attacker in yoga class. We talked about that.
Okay.
Tranny.
Don't need to rehash.
Tranny toddler party.
Did it.
Done.
Burnt cards. Did it.
Burnt cakes. My sailing excursion. We haven't talked about that. I'm not
Did
sure.
You go that, sailing on Lake Michigan?
Well, I've been in South Chicago for a while. I missed my plane. I'm still here. But I don't know if you know this, but there's off the south side of Chicago is what's a chain of islands called the Chicago Keys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I know about them.
Do you, Cheryl?
Yes.
Well, we went to Chicago Key West. me and Clarissa. And the first day was beautiful weather, and then it went down to like the coldest day in Florida history. It was like 60 degrees during the day and 40 degrees at night. And we had booked this sailing trip to do snorkeling and kayaking off of a sailboat. So everybody else, except for these two people from Baltimore and us, canceled. So it was just us. It was Gilligan's Island minus a few people, plus a few cold sores on the faces of the people from Baltimore. And I think she had a severe herpes outbreak on her face. But so we went on this sail trip. We was freezing our asses off, and then we went kayaking, and a shark swam by my feet.
Shut up, really?
Yeah, but it was a bonnethead shark. It wasn't dangerous, but it was very, very cute. And we saw dolphins. Let's see. Oh, my parents' Vera-esque cruise. I don't really want to talk about that.
Okay.
They keep talking about their cruise, and it just reminds me of Vera.
Well,
Rachel,
you know, they're all old people, you know.
Rachel,
what?
Do you know people who go on cruises?
I mean, I know parents of people who go on cruises.
You mean people's parents?
People's parents who go on cruises. Yeah.
And have you ever been around them when they just got back, like, and just talk about things on the boat, like, oh, they had this, they had that, they had this on the boat.
Yes.
And what do you think about that?
I think that I would like to go on a cruise, and so they're very boring and annoying, but at the same time, anywhere where the meals are inclusive in my pay for the fee of the trip is good.
And the last topic was being too lazy to pull out a grease-filled broiler tray out of the oven while cooking a cake. But that was also covered. We've covered all the topics. Poon.
Right.
I can't handle this tension between the two of you.
Madge, there's no tension. I love Cheryl. Everything's fine.
Then why did you say you hate her?
No, I just wait.
Cheryl, what's going on?
I said I hate Cheryl.
Cheryl, what's going on with you today? You seem a little subdued.
I like this, Cheryl.
So you seem a little subdued today. Okay, I'm going to be... You two talk. Somebody's coming. You two talk.
Okay, Cheryl.
What's going on is the man who uses the duty squirt as well as Nip Annie has entered the porch to smoke a cigarette, which causes some health issues. So it's set for other. Is she wearing a nightshirt?
Cheryl.
Yes.
Hello. I'm going to do a pop quiz for you, and I just want you to answer really fast, okay?
Yes, yes.
It's like a psychological assessment. I'm going to make it up off the top of my head, okay?
Oh, this is all good. Yes.
My favorite band is... And say your favorite band, not
Collapse.
Mine. You, Cheryl. What's your favorite band?
Collapse. Hmm? Collapse.
My favorite kind of cheese is...
Magma.
My favorite perfume is...
What is it called?
Cheryl.
What is it?
Cheryl.
It's the one the old people wear.
Cheryl.
Charlie.
Yes.
It's called
Charlie. Who's your favorite lesbian?
Madge Weinstein.
Besides Madge.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Maddow.
Huh? Okay, listen. Did you know that Madge really is racist?
Yes, clearly.
You know, I've dated men of many different races during the time
I've known Madge. You're also fat. What's your point?
I just wanted to share that.
Just because you suck a cock that is dark, whether it's because the person's black or Asian or whatever, or has poop on it, don't mean you're not racist, honey. It just means that you're easy.
Hmm. Duty squirt.
Panty.
Madge can't fucking talk because Madge is fucking Andy Melton.
Put him on the mic. I said duty squirt.
Madge can't talk. Madge is being Andy Melton because he's hiding from his goddamn parents or some bullshit.
Good night.
Madge, just type to me.
Why does he put himself in these situations?
Do you know what this is? It's karma for him, for Madge being so mean to Andy last week. His suffering is now Madge's karma.
And I think that Madge enjoys being in pain.
You think?
I think that you're going to be in pain, and you're not going to enjoy it, you little motherfucking bitch. I will kick you in the toes, you fucking whore. Because
where did you go in a wind tunnel?
I'm outside on the porch in Chicago, freezing my ass off.
Where were you before, Mary?
I couldn't be out here because DS was outside smoking a cigar, you fucking whore.
She's very busy.
Oh, great.
Sniffing the panties. What?
Now he went to go get ice cream. Thank God.
Well.
Yeah.
Like father, like a girdle.
Anyway, Cheryl, you were asking, I believe, Rachel, who hates you, why it is that I put myself in these situations. Well, I had to go to the birthday party. I have to be...
Why are you still there? It is 9 o'clock. No, it's 10:30 in South Chicago.
No, it isn't. It's 12:30.
Okay. But even more so, why are you still there?
Because there's a limitation in the number of vehicles. And stuff.
No.
And plus, Rachel, Cheryl.
No.
Why do we have to talk about me? I want to talk about you. I want to talk about you.
What's talking about you? Stop deflecting. Stop deflecting.
What do you want to talk about then? We talked about my topics of interest. Now I can finally speak freely because I'm outside on the beautiful.
Oh, so now it's sort of like on your show room, or especially when you do video. I think that Mr. Weagles and I talked about this. It takes you about 30 minutes or so to get warmed up, so that then the blinds behind you and the bright halogen lights your face just so.
Yeah. You know what? That was a year ago, Cheryl. I haven't done that in a year. What the Christ are you talking about? I must say, though, I enjoyed that show very much, and I really think that you should do that show much more than me.
Well,
you and Chris.
That, you know, I'd be willing to do grunts, but
grumps.
I didn't want to have somebody play my voice through some kind of speakerphone.
It sounded fine. Your voice sounds horrible anyway.
Wow.
It does. It sounds like you're speaking through your stone.
Urethra.
Right. Rachel is so angry. See, this show was originally just
Rachel,
for me. It's supposed to be just...
I'm not angry.
Rachel.
I'm not
Rachel.
Angry.
Why do you have to lie and not tell the truth? You know perfectly well that this show is supposed to be just you and me, and that I've been ignoring that for the past, 2 months. And you think that it's a reflection on you, when in fact it's not. It's a reflection on me, because I only do, one show a week now, and I can't have it be all Rachel. I have to bring in my other friends, too.
Do you know what, Madge?
What?
It takes so much more than that to get me mad. I fucking give shit and stuff. Like I said, it's because I'm needy for attention on me. It's not because of the fucking show.
Okay, Rachel.
Do you know how many friends I've had in my artistic professional career fuck me over so bad?
Well, I am not one of them.
Be mad at you for having other people on the show?
Well, don't put that on me. I will never fuck. I have never fucked you over.
Honey. Listen.
One more honey.
Tell us about honey. Listen, Rachel. You're crazy now. Tell us what you did this week. Tell us what you ate.
I'm not crazy. Fuck you.
Okay, well, either way, non-crazy Rachel, tell us about your week. What did you eat this week?
Didn't really eat anything that good, except for that I had, like, one large pint of cake ice cream with sprinkles and chocolate fudge, but now I'm on, like, a fucking psycho fast diet.
Oh, that reminds me of a very important topic. Now, well, I'm a listener of Yeast Radio. Well, I also am a frequent guest when you two are talking about food. Now, recently, you discussed red velvet cake. Now, being a woman who follows these influential decision makers, I decided, Cyril, why don't you buy one of these red velvet cakes? It's so delicious, and oh, Andy likes it, and Madge likes it, and Rachel. So, you know, you're all fat people that like food. So I did it. And I made it. And it stained the fucking spoon, number one. It stained my hands. Fine. Okay.
Did you use Menzies for it? Did you use Menzies?
I used it from a box.
Did you dye the blood with Menzies?
No, it comes pre-dyed. Clean blood.
Okay.
It's not dirty.
It's not so, Menzies?
It's cool. It's cooling. And I cut myself a very large piece. And I ate it. It tastes fine. I mean, it tastes like cake. Great. Then I look in the mirror. My teeth and my tongue are bright red. And I think, okay, sure. So like a stupid fat bitch, I ate another piece. Then later on that evening, I'm brushing my teeth, and my toothbrush turns bright red. Oink.
Yeah.
Fine.
Oink, okay. Oink,
fine. The next morning, I had a stooly movement.
Uh-huh.
And it's completely red. From
uh-huh.
the fucking cake. It dyed my mouth. It dyed my hands. And it made my poop blood red. Now,
it made your poop blood red.
Please explain to me why this cake is so good. Why you did not warn me?
Cheryl, what you ate was not what you ate was not a red velvet cake. Was what you ate was what you ate was nasty Duncan Hines Menzies blood stained cake, and that's all wrong. Now,
that's what it. What?
Number two, duty.
Ugh.
Rachel, I have a question for you.
Yes?
You have been harassing me all week, desperate to do a show, absolutely desperate, like you're hanging off a cliff ready to jump if you don't get to do a show with me. So what is it? What is it that you have to say that's so fucking important?
I don't have anything to say, to tell you the truth. It was because of the listeners' comments. They were asking for a show so badly, so I wanted us to record because they really miss you, Matt.
You read those? You actually read those?
Of course.
What do they say?
I love them. Anyone who loves me, I love. I'm a total needy whore.
Well, what do they say? What did they say? Do a
They're like, we're dying without Madge. Madge, where are you? Please come back.
It's not
they
my
didn't screen. Even say they wanted to hear me. I was trying to get you to record so your fans could hear you. They didn't even want to hear me.
Well, you know, honey, well, you'd think then they'd send me a dollar or two in the fucking PayPal, rishi@hotmail.com, if they're so fucking interested in getting me to fucking perform. Maybe send
you know
me some
what?
Fucking goddamn money, you assholes.
I'm Maybe here. Left doesn't come in dollar signs.
You know what? For an unemployed woman on a very limited unemployment income.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
I like the point that Chris made about your toys.
Well,
about how the toy man comes to visit you and delivers you a very expensive toy food on your limited unemployment.
No,
budget.
No. You know why?
It made me lie.
You know why? Listen. The reason, because I have a credit on my Visa card, because I overpaid mm-hmm. it a long time ago. I have a $100 credit, so it's like for me to order
right.
Thai food, it's actually cheaper than to go to the Black Jewel.
How do you figure?
Because I have a credit. Visa owes me. Do you understand?
Yeah, so you can't buy groceries?
Well, I also...
Thank you, Cheryl.
I do buy groceries. What are you talking about? Why do you have to gang up on me, you two?
Because your unemployment has been concerning me lately. I'm concerned that you're going to be reusing tampons.
I don't
sanitary pay.
You know perfectly well I'm well past the pose.
How come you still bleed?
That's from the anus.
Exactly. Okay, but either way, you've got padded underwear with panties. Now, I mean, you don't make any sense, and I just wanted to point that out. So, when you're ready to make some sense, let me know, honey. Don't laugh at me, it's not funny, it's very serious.
I won't laugh at you.
Rachel.
Hey, ladies.
I'm laughing at the fact that this is it. This is the big deal. This is a show. I mean, this is the big deal that it's such a big deal I haven't done in 2 weeks. This?
Honey, this is important. It gives us something to listen to when we're, prowling on the sidewalk, going to school, going to work.
You people are all idiots. If you miss this, I'm sorry, but you're an idiot.
Rachel.
Girls.
Rape.
What, Rachel?
I have to go to the bathroom. I'm about to piss my pants. I'll be right back, okay?
Oh, I don't know what we'll do without you.
We'll record it, please.
Take the laptop with you, honey. Take the laptop.
I can't because Chris's daughter's asleep and she's very upset because there was an earthquake last night. She's kind of scared.
Don't talk about kids on the show. Go ahead and pee. Don't talk about kids on the show.
5-year-old.
Hey, Madge.
What, honey?
What does 80-year-old pussy taste like?
Depends.
Remember my mom's best joke. I'll be back.
Yeah, it's your mom's joke. Cheryl, what's your mom's joke? You? Wait a second. Andy Melton just came on. Cheryl, will you tell him to get on Skype? Please. I don't see him.
No.
Come on. You know he's not going to talk. It's the only thing missing from this.
If you see him online, then you can fucking tell him.
I don't know how to use this AIDSium thing. Please come on Skype now. Talk to me, Cheryl. Tell me things.
Well, I did have something. I was wondering more information on what's available. I received an email from an anonymous source about a no-neck individual not having employment. And I'm wondering if she's currently employed, what happened, and when are we having a party? Tuesday. I'm concerned how she's going to get guests. How she's going to get, a press pass.
What are you talking about? Tell me what this alleged email said.
No,
read it? Can you read it without mentioning names?
Sugar. Hold on.
Actually, you better not read it.
Hi, guys.
You better not read it. I don't want to get anyone in trouble.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Rachel. How was your urine? Did you burn? Did anything burn?
Didn't burn, but it was a lot of it because I'm taking a lot of vitamins and stuff because I'm doing my big cleanse fast.
A lot of bullshit supplements. Why do so many intelligent people take bullshit supplements and do all that crap?
I just told you it's because I was doing a cleanse and a fast.
But that's bullshit, and you know
that's not true. There are certain vitamins and supplements that any, even most mainstream Western doctor or fruit Eastern would tell you to take.
Vitamin B, what else?
Get them toxins out.
I don't know any doctor who would advise fasting and drinking nothing but water and mayonnaise for 3 weeks or whatever the hell it is you do.
The thing that I was thinking we should do a podcast about was the inauguration, but it's already, I'm like, over it already.
Well, everybody and their mother does the inauguration. Why don't we do something? I know. Let's talk about Hedda Hopper's balls. Jesus Christ.
Who?
Hedda Hopper.
Don't know who that is.
God, I hate you too. What about the fisting, the Obama fisting? I'm interested in that.
What?
The Obama.
They're in the fisting.
Yeah, Cheryl, will you tell us about that?
Tell us.
Play the clay guild.
I can't play it because it's complicated technically here. I don't know how without having to post-produce it. But there was a clip. Oh, wait, I can do it. I can do it. You're right. Bicycle Mark, send it to me.
God, you're dumb.
Yes.
Okay. Mark.
What?
Mark.
Why you gotta talk though? Why you gotta say that?
Pork, Mark. Love you.
I had pulled pork for dinner today at the birthday party. Okay, I'm gonna. Okay, you guys have to shut up for a second because I'm unplugging the mic.
Okay.
So, of course, Rachel won't, and neither will Cheryl.
Oof.
Okay, talk for a second. Okay, here we go. Shut up. What the hell was that, Kristen? Hold on. I'm trying to open it up. What's going on here now? Hold on, we're getting there. I'm trying to stall. Oh, here it comes.
Yeah, we also need to be affectionate, and you can see that with Barack and Michelle as well. They do a lot of touching, kissing, even fisting with one another. And when they kiss you notice they actually look at one another and kiss each other on the lips. And that is so very important, because couples really need to feel like they're physically bonded to one another.
It's normal for her to have a vagina and for him to have a penis.
So
during sexual excitement, the body of the penis is much more rigid than the head of the penis, and that's perfectly normal.
I discovered other infections. I had a yeast infection, and also my wound was severely infected.
Hello. So,
I had a yeast infection. My wound was severely infected.
Discussed the fisting. So that was the Love Doctor, Rachel. It was on Fox News or something.
It's so amazing. I'm in love with that. I mean, like, they bump fists, like, go pound, pound.
Right, exactly. But
oh, what a fucking dumb white whore.
Isn't that just
I think
great?
That she meant that they're going up to their elbows.
That's like the best thing that's ever happened on TV.
That lady, that Love Doctor is so fired.
Dude, you're fired.
And then I love how the host is like, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm wow, so in love with that. Thank you for sharing that. I feel really good inside knowing about that.
Mm-hmm. So, Rachel, have you performed any poetry lately? You got any shows coming up that we can all talk about?
No, my last show was in December, which wasn't really that long ago.
Well, it actually was 2 months ago.
Not really. It was a month ago.
December?
Sounds like a very rigorous schedule.
Isn't this February?
No.
It isn't?
No.
Ow!
Are you done freaking out now, Methuselah?
Who's freaking out, bitch? Listen, I want to talk about Buffy a little.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay.
What else, Cheryl? I'm almost done. I'm ready to wrap it up. I got to eat some Trace Leches in for the
bed. I'm tired.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, you can hang up, and then Rachel can talk. We can have.
Great.
I'll take this Rachel time.
Since
she has so much to say without you.
Thanks for being nice to me, Cheryl.
Love you, babies.
Bye,
love
Cheryl.
You too,
take
Cheryl.
Care. Queef. She didn't queef. Something's wrong.
Do you want me to queef?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Mm.
I can't right now. I'm scared I'm going to squirt blood out. I think my period's going to start.
So what do you need to talk about without Cheryl? What's the big
secret? Nothing, really. I love Cheryl, too. It's all good. I just like a lot of attention right now. Oh, yay, Andy.
Well, I don't think he's there, though. No,
I do love Cheryl, though. Madge, If you could do anything, like change your life to anything you wanted right now, what would it be?
Oh. I'd probably be employed.
Yeah, but it's your dream life, so I want specific employed how.
I'd just like to be on the radio again, that's all.
Me too. That's pretty much my dream job, too. Me, to have a radio show would be a pretty good dream.
I mean, and get paid. I'd like to just do what I was doing before, really, where I was getting paid for it and before it stopped, even if it's just podcasting. I mean, that's really all I wanted to do. I mean, I didn't want to be greedy in life. I just thought that was enough. But I don't have, you know, here, I wanted to talk about this because, you know, Max and Stacey, these friends, you know, and they got a BBC show. Now, their podcast was very, very good. Their quality is great. They didn't have huge audience, though, but they still got a BBC show, and now they have, like, 170 million people watching them every week. So My point in saying that is the fact that you don't need to prove, you know, the only factors, like, in whether or not a show would be good on TV or translate into, you know, larger scale mediums is not the number of listeners you get or viewers you get as much as it is the obvious quality of the program. So I wish somebody would do that for me. I just wish, you know, because the thing is, Rachel, is as you can tell, I mean, let's not make this into something it is because I have no vocabulary, but listen, the show is obviously fading. I am pod fading. The reason I haven't been doing more shows, to be perfectly frank, is because I've been doing work. And I cannot, and I have to. And the work that I'm doing requires my time at a moment's notice, which means I'm probably not even going to be able to eat this hot show anymore on a regular basis because it's at times everything I do is, it's like it's kind of work I'm doing because the economy is such shit. It's like when the opportunity to make money comes, that comes before everything. And sometimes that means I have no energy to do anything else. Sometimes it means I have no time to do anything else. And sometimes it means I don't have a laptop because I'm in Key West with my vagina. You know, so, you know, you want programs, then give me some fucking money. Rishi@hotmail.com. I mean, seriously, the shit ain't free. I've been doing it for 4 fucking years. People give me money, thank you. I need more. Not from the same fucking people. You know, some people are so generous, and I don't want to take more money from these people that are so generous and can't afford it. I mean, anybody can get fired. What do you think, Recha?
I think that what you really... Okay, first of all, I think you're in a really negative headspace, and you're just going to bring... You need to, like, change your thinking a little bit. And second of all, I think that you're saying that, but that's not really what you want. It's just people to just give you money. You want to feel like what you're doing has some sort of validation. Not validation like, yay, now I have worth and I exist, but some sort of financial validation. Not from fucking donations from fans, but that you can get the machine going and have fucking do what you do and get paid for it, and that's it.
Well, maybe both.
I feel you.
Where? Join?
You know, there's all these articles right now about, like, you know, how publishing is dying and da-da-da-da-da, of course. I'm making it different, so... But there's all these articles about how now, you know, these new novels are coming out where somebody self-published, and even though that's so taboo and lame to self-publish, no one wanted to publish their books, they self-published, and then they sold so many goddamn copies that now, you know, goddamn Simon & Schuster wants them or something, you know, and it's like, you know what? I've been fucking, like, touring and slinging shit out of the trunk of my car for, like, years now. You know what I mean? And I love my fans. It's, like, the same thing. I fucking feel so grateful that anybody even wants to hear what I have to say. It's fucking beautiful. But, like, fuck, can I just not get cast on Lost now and, like, go live on Oahu and, like, just play pretend? Because you know what? I've paid my fucking dues.
Well, how is that any different from me?
What it's I was not. Just saying. I'm saying I understand how you feel.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, because
that's
me,
what I'm
too.
Trying to say.
That's me, too.
That I understand.
The thing is, like, Christ. I just came, you know. It's not Hanukkah. You know what I mean?
It sure isn't Hanukkah, but I don't know what you mean.
What I mean is it's not Hanukkah where, you know, the oil lamp lasts forever.
Yes, I do know what you mean.
It's not Hanukkah. But maybe it is Hanukkah because it sure seems like it.
Because we're like goddamn Energizer bunnies. We're not fucking dying. But here's the thing. I do believe, too, that, like, you hit the wall. And it's like if you can keep going past the wall, we're like, I hit the wall. I can't keep going. And you keep going. That's when you blow up, I think.
No, that's good. That's good. Like, if you do the running analogy, when you hit the wall, when you get past the wall is when you can really take off.
That's what I'm saying. So you feel like you're hitting the wall, so don't give up now.
Give up what?
Anything. Hope.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Or fucking, I don't know, give up hope. What the fuck do I know? I don't know why I mean, what the fuck am I doing? Well, and by the way, the one thing I didn't mention in my list of things when you asked me what I do with my life is I'm also getting my goddamn MFA, remember?
Yes, that's good.
I'm getting my MFA, teaching aerobics, teaching poetry at UCLA Extension, doing performance poetry, trying to write a goddamn novel.
Well, you're making me more depressed because I'm not doing anything.
Well, believe me, don't be, because none, you know... Look, we are fabulous. We are
two sassy, classy ladies,
and we should have our own TV show.
I've been reading Eckhart Tolle. I'm going to stay in the now. I am going to not. I'm going to be present and not think.
Stay in the now.
Don't think. Look. So, what are you thinking
right now?
I'm thinking
you're
about
okay, right?
Right now, I'm fine, and I just ate an orange, and it tasted good, and it didn't have a single seed in it because it was
right,
genetically
exactly.
modified, which is the end of the world. GMOs.
Whatever. Right yeah. now, what I'm thinking about is how the fuck did Cheryl screw up that red velvet cake so badly that it was like so insanely red?
Period.
And
blood.
How much did she eat? She probably ate the whole fucking cake because her shit was red.
Period blood.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a metaphor. I don't know. She's weird.
No, she means it.
Yeah.
I could eat a red velvet cake right now.
Now, that's a metaphor as well.
For what?
Food allergies. We've got a Trace Leches in the fridge.
Mmm.
But I'm having these headaches now, which means I can't binge late night because it makes the headaches get much worse.
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
eat ice cream anymore. Anyway.
What do you think the headaches are about? Stress, huh?
Yeah, it's stress. It's all fucking psychological bullshit, you know. But I'm on medication for it, so it's okay. It's just, you know, it's gotten a lot better. It's not debilitating like it used to be for, like, 20 years.
What medication are you taking?
None of your damn business.
Okay.
People judge that shit. That's why I don't like to talk about it.
Okay, fine.
People love to judge other people's medications. Oh.
I understand.
Don't you love those people who are like, medications are wrong. Like, you shouldn't need it. Well, like, you know what? Don't take your fucking AIDS medicine and see what fucking happens, asshole.
I know.
Don't take your fucking insulin and see what fucking happens, you douche.
I know. Hey, you know that IM you sent me before on Skype?
Yeah.
The very first one you sent me after we started talking?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to explain it. Type a little bit about it to me really quick.
Off the show. Not now.
Just type a few words. I won't say
it. I can't. It's too serious, and I don't want to talk
about
it.
Okay, fine. I understand.
Okay.
I really do.
Uh-huh. Right. So, besides, I don't remember what I typed. So, okay. Yeah. Say duty squirt.
Duty squirt.
That's what I said.
No, before that. The comment before that you said.
Yeah, I know.
So
what
tell me
what
later.
Did I say? We'll explain off the show.
I know.
Why do you have to try and do it on the show?
I don't know. I just thought maybe you could type it, but forget it. Let's not talk about it anymore. We're adding more focus to it.
There's no we. This is you.
Well, let's drop it then.
Dropped.
For your sake, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be respectful.
So how's things with your lover and all that? Christopher,
everything's perfect. Like, as far as Chris goes, like, he's the fucking best thing that's ever happened to me. He treats me better than anybody I've ever met, and he fucking appreciates who I am. How about with Clarissa? Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a wonderful time, and I was very sad to see her leave, and we're still continuing to date, and, you know, I hope it lasts, that's all, you know, but it's very much something that I can't, my mind cannot obsess on and think about for the future and all that other shit, because it's the first trimester, and you know what, it's very easy for it to fall out of the uterus and fuck up.
That's right.
I just have to be careful, and I don't know, but I'll tell you what. It's another thing that I don't feel like talking about on the show. That's okay. The thing, some of the shit gets so personal, and then I get more and more shit I can't talk about on the show.
I was just asking you about your relationship.
You don't have to get defensive. There's nothing wrong with the question. I'm just frustrated that I don't feel comfortable talking about it. But people, it's like, it just seems like so intrusive.
It is.
You know? All these voyeurs that don't say anything about themselves. That's why I want money from them. I really do expect money from them. I mean, if they can afford it.
I don't want money from them. I want money from fucking a big radio contracts and let advertisers pay for my fucking shit.
Okay, but I do too.
Well, that's where I want my money from, so there.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Should we stop?
I suppose.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? So, Clarissa's in North Chicago, right?
Yeah.
So, how long are you going to be in South Chicago for?
Well, I missed my flight. It was purely an accident, and I'm coming back in a week from today.
You missed your flight, so you have to wait another week?
Well, it's my decision. Yes. It's cold. It's a little colder up there than it is down here, even though it's just a few blocks away. Different airports, you know?
Yeah, so...
Okay, we're going to end the show, and then I can talk to you about other things.
That's so depressing, but fair enough.
What's depressing about it?
Because we're going to end the show and then have, like, the most interesting, compelling conversation, but I understand
why... Well,
you know
what? It's too bad I didn't get any donations this month, because then I wouldn't have to do that, and maybe I'd be a little bit more forthright. I know. Oh. You're like God Bless America and all that bullshit with your Aretha Franklin hat. I don't have a hat. I got too much hair.
Whatever, Madge.
I'll end with this. I was at the Bal Harbour Mall with Clarissa. I saw a $500,000 bracelet... It was beautiful. It was made of gold diamonds. The lady in the store said it needs a home. I said, so do I. Goodbye, audience. Send me money, rishi@hotmail.com. If you still have a job, you owe me money.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for Rachel for being on the show. Do you have any last words before we go off air and talk about interesting things that people can't hear?
Just hi to Andy, and if there's anybody out there who knows the people in casting with Lost, I would like to move to Oahu and be like a character in the crazy guy lived in a mental hospital's head.
It's funny because I haven't even finished it, but that's what I did when I started the show, is I was watching the first episode of season 5.
I've never even seen the fucking show. I just want to live in Hawaii.
You know what? That's what you got to change this year. This is your New Year's resolution. You got to watch that show, and you got to listen to my show, besides the ones that you're on.
You know, it's funny you should say it like that, because I was just about to say, if I had any free time for entertainment, you think I would watch Lost over listening to your show? I'd rather listen to you.
Then do that and watch Lost. Well, Lost is only once a week, and so am I, basically. All right, so bye, Rachel. Stay on the phone.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Okay, I started recording again. Hold
you
on.
You did? Okay. So
because emergency... no, I can't. I gotta stop. I'm sorry. I can't even do that.
Okay, oh, my God. I'm gonna stop. Are you serious?
Yes.